Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We are joined right now by the great Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Before we get down to brass tacks here, Ray, and get into the Steelers and their injuries, what's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Christmas cookie. Got to be a Pizzelle. It's probably got to be the anise-flavored Pizzelles. Old school, I know, but yeah, that's me.
Are you a big cup of coffee guy with the Pizzelle?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you do the traditional seven fishes too,
I
right?
I asked that. Yeah, I didn't know. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Fittipaldo sounds never, Italian, right? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that was more my parents' generation. But we still have three or four, but not the full course like we did back in the day.
Do you do the smelts? You ever had the smelts?
Yes, I think my wife likes smelts.
Oh my
God! My wife actually likes sardines.
So do I. Or not? Yeah. Anchovies, sardines, smelts, I like them all.
Yeah.
My wife's grandparents they came over from Italy, right? And every year around this time, they'll make those fried dough balls with anchovies in the middle.
Mm.
And I've only recently been able to, a couple years ago, I started to tolerate them. And then this year, for whatever reason, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Taste buds are changing.
Yeah.
It's just salty fish. It's not bad.
No. Not
but
bad
the smelts, no, those are nasty. You eat all the bones in your mouth. They're gross, Ray. Tell your wife I said that. Anyhow, football? Let's do the football. So TJ Watt, George Pickens, Dante Jackson, Deshaun Elliott, Justin Fields, all listed as not having practice yesterday. Now, it was a walkthrough of sorts. It's really a hypothetical injury report. Any of those guys that you expect to play on Sunday, Ray?
You know, I think Dante Jackson might be okay to play. I think, you know, Ogunjobi was limited.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think he's got a shot. We're in such a unique situation with the three games in 11 days. I don't think we're going to be able to read a lot into practice today either. I think the big day is probably Thursday. I will say this. I saw TJ walking around the locker room fine yesterday. Like there was no limp or anything like that. So I'm not even closing the door on TJ, but I think – you know, probably Ogunjobi and Dante Jackson have the best shot among those guys.
Pickens, I mean, we saw him doing the ladders drill. I don't know how much you can really take from that. I mean, it's promising, but would you play him in this game if it was close?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Doran, there's a lot, you know, you got to open it up and sprint if you're George Pickens, and that's a whole lot different from, you know, doing ladders off to the side with a trainer. So I would still say he's somewhat of a long shot. You know, I read something this morning that, even if the Steelers lose to the Ravens, guys, they still control their own fate in the AFC North. All they would have to do is win their final two games against the Chiefs and the Bengals. So there is a little bit of leeway there. If you're unsure about a guy like Pickens or a guy like TJ Watt and you want to just hold off and rest them, you could do that and still win the division if you win your last two games.
Ray, sometimes we do our homework on the air, and we discovered in the middle of the first segment that Lamar Jackson has never played the Steelers twice in a year as their starting quarterback. How do you think that might change things? Because I think it does. I mean, he usually loses to the Steelers that doesn't play the second game and then stews on it, thinks about it for a year, but now there's the quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a great player. He's going to go down as one of the Ravens' best quarterbacks, probably their best quarterback in their history. I mean, this dominance that the Steelers have enjoyed isn't going to last forever. So, I mean, they clearly, you know, have a way of defending him. They like to keep him hemmed in the pocket. You know, if I'm Lamar, I'm taking my own advice, and I'm doing what his mom say, you got to start running?
Yep.
If I was Lamar, I would start running against the Steelers, because when you run against the Steelers, we saw that with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, especially if Deshaun Elliott isn't in the middle of that defense. Boy, that was atrocious tackling, probably the worst tackling I've seen from the Steelers in quite a long time. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't just the safeties. KZ struggled. Dante Jackson struggled when he was in there. Joey struggled. Patrick Queen struggled. So I would, if I was the OC down there and I was Lamar, I would run against these guys and I would make them get me on the ground.
Ray, has your thoughts and opinions changed of this team based off of Sunday's game against the Eagles?
It tells me that George Pickens is really important. I don't know if I want to go really beyond that. I mean, yeah, the defense struggled. You know, the one area where I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about the defense is the secondary. You know, we just touched on the tackling, but they weren't really tight on A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith in that game. And I'm just wondering, you know, is that unit really dependent on the pass rush? And if the pass rush doesn't get home, are they going to continue to be exposed? So, you know, it's a top five defense. It's still a really good unit, but and it might not come into play this week, guys, because the Ravens, you know, their weapons aren't the same as the Eagles' weapons. I get that, but I'm saying down the line, I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about, you know, the secondary and specifically the corners and their ability to cover.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show, does every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Let's say they don't have Pickens. What's your game plan? What are you trying to do to the Ravens? Because running the ball in the stacked boxes against Philly didn't work, and the Ravens, as we know, have a good rush defense.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I'm doing is what Arthur Smith did against the Bengals. I'm breaking my tendencies again, guys. I'm throwing on first down. I'm trying to get guys like Jaylen Warren in open space, short little passes. I'd reintroduce Darnell Washington. You know, get him out in space. Let him fall forward for 4 or 5 yards. You know, just do simple things. They were in far too many second and third and longs, and really, that's not the way the Steelers win. So I would, you know, I would throw a lot early. I would still lean on my running game. And it just seems to me at this point in the season, guys, that I know they're probably not going to start Jaylen Warren, but I think Jaylen Warren needs to start seeing the bulk of the carries and the bulk of the snaps here. It just seems like maybe Najee's lost a step or two, maybe just because of wear and tear. And I think it's time for Jaylen maybe to step up and you know, take over as RB1.
Ray, you can only pick one to join the Pittsburgh Steelers: Odell Beckham Jr. or Deontay Johnson.
And you have to pick one.
Let's go Odell, because Odell didn't do the stuff that Deontay did when he was here. I mean, I just don't know how that would go over within that locker room. And I'll say this about Odell, you know, before the injuries, like the Steelers loved him coming out of LSU. I mean, he was one of their top, you know, favorite players in that draft when he came out. Yeah, he's been injured now. He's been, you know, he's obviously older and there's some baggage with him too. But if I had to pick between the two, I'd go with Beckham.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another either-or question here, Ray. If you could only have one guy play in this football game, Pickens or Watt, who would you choose?
I would go with Pickens. And I know their record with Watt. I just don't know if this offense can score more than 13 or 17 points against the Ravens without George Pickens. And I know they won 18-16. I know they have this mastery over the Ravens, but George Pickens is so important to that offense. I mean, that's what people were worried about before the season started. What happens if he gets injured? Well, we're finding out now, and it's not very pretty when he's not in there.
Ray, this was wonderful. Enjoy your Pitzels and your coffee. And tell your wife that smelts are gross.
I will tell her. All right, thanks, Ash.
Thanks, buddy. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette will react to some of what Ray had to say coming up next. I still think you need Watt more.
I think you need Pickens.
I know you think that. Doesn't mean you're right. Would you play in the NFL?
You need to score points, bruh.
You need to keep them from scoring points. Bro,
I feel better that with Nick Herbig and Alex Highsmith out there than I do with
Van Jefferson and the likes. I do understand that point. I think that's a really good point. I just think one of the reasons why they've shut down Lamar as thoroughly as they have, is because TJ Watt plays him so well. And he's so good at escaping to the right. And TJ Watt's got those giant oven mitt hands, keeps him in the pocket. Chases him down. One of the key plays of that game the first time around is him chasing him to the sideline. It was a thing of beauty. They'll put that on Hall of Fame tape whenever Watt's career is all said and done.
I don't think they will. I mean, he didn't tackle him.
He's just dogged in his pursuit, Dorn.
All the tackles and sacks and strip sacks and interceptions that TJ Watt had in his career, you're going to pick that play to be on his Hall of Fame tape? Get out of here.
Schmelzer gross. You ever had one of them?
Yes.
Put a little hot sauce on it.
They're good.
No, they're not. No one likes them.
You like regular Fritos. What are you talking about?
They sell a lot more Fritos than they sell Schmelz. Say that five times fast. Sell Schmelz, sell Schmelz, sell Schmelz, sell Schmelz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.